insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وعادا وثمود وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا
And we destroyed Ad and Thamud and the companions of the well and many generations between them.
وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا
And for each we presented examples as warnings, and each we destroyed with total destruction.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes of the program, we started discussing the destiny of different nations, the nation and people of different prophets who used to deny the messengers, they used to deny the prophets and the signs of the Almighty Allah. This section of the chapter started with the people of Moses and then the people of Noah. And now the 38th and also 39th verse saying, وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا And the tribes of Ad and Thamud and the men of Ar-Ras وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا And many generations between them. وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ And unto each of them we did give examples. وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا And every one of them we did destroy with utter extermination. Let us first talk about the different words of the 38th verse. وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ The tribes of Ad and Thamud, they are the proper nouns. أَصْحَابَ الرَّسِ The men of Ar-Ras. وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ The word qurun is the plural form of the word qarn that in fact means a group of people who lived together in a certain specific time. The word qarn is also applied to 40 years up to 100 years. So we just translate the word qurun and bayna dhalik as the generations which lived in this period of time between these people, between Ad, Thamud, and also Ashab al-Ras. The 39th verse has got the word كُلَّنْ تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا And every one of them we destroyed with utter extermination. The word تَتْبِير means to lose dignity and respect and to get overthrown in a way that it leads to destruction. So this verse starts with the people of Ad, who were the people of Hud, the divine prophet, who was appointed in the land of Ahqaf, or Yemen. The tribe of Thamud were the people of Salih, the divine prophet, who was appointed in the land of Wadi al-Qura, which is a place between Medina and Damascus.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
There are many things cited about the people of Ar-Ras in commentaries. Some believe that they are the people of Shu'aib because Ras is a city in Yamama, or some else believe that it is a place in Antakya, or some others believe that it is referring to the Aras River in Iran. But in the book Uyun Akhbar Ridha, we read that Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, a person asked Imam Ali alayhi salam about the Ashab al-Ras, and Imam Ali alayhi salam said, after Noah flood, a tree named Shah Drakht, or the king tree, was planted. People counted this tree holy and built 12 hamlets around it. And the names of these hamlets were the names of Iranian months, like Farvardin, etc. Each month, they held festival in one of them. Of course, the festival in hamlet of Isfand, which is the last month of the Iranian calendar, was more splendorous, and more people gathered. In that festival, they put fire to a tree, and when its smoke went up into the air, they began to cry and shed tears. Allah sent them a prophet who guided them, who advised them, but they denied him. At this time, their prophet cast curse on them, and that holy tree got dried. Then they dug a deep well and threw Allah's prophet into it, and in this way, he was martyred. So it is possible that Ashab al-Ras is talking about what happened in Iran. But it is understood from the 180th sermon of Nahjul Balagha that they did not have only one prophet, because Imam alayhi salam says, where are the people of cities of Ar-Ras who killed the prophets and suspended the traditions of the divine messengers and revived the traditions of despots? Anyway, it has been the sunnah of the Almighty Allah to send the prophets to the people who were misguided. And these prophets used to invite people to monotheism. And the ones who denied these messengers, the ones who denied these prophets, were doomed to utter destruction. We will continue discussing the next verse in the episode to come. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.